get some power plays, and sometimes even on the power play, if you don't score, you create momentum. And, you know, like anything, you're going to have to withstand some surges. The fourth goal was obviously important for us to keep the margin where it was. But, you know, the guys had a battle. We lost Vinny there, and it shortened up the bench even more. And, you know, Notre Dame's a good team. And when they play like they did that last couple periods, they're a difficult team to handle because they're big and strong, and they get pucks along the wall, and they're hard to handle.
Pleased with the way you guys were able to keep the rhythm, even though it was off there?
Yeah, that wasn't an issue. We had really good energy to start the game, and maybe that off day in between is a benefit to us since we're not laying around our hotel, you know, all day on Saturday and figuring out what to do. But we had really good energy. I thought Sam, that inclusive line, that whole line had played very well. I thought our power plays had good rhythm to them tonight, and obviously there were some big kills that we had to be able to do tonight too as well.
You mentioned that warning line. What's been the key, you know,
they skate so well and they can make plays. But, you know, I thought Sam was on this weekend where you could really see his speed and playmaking, and he comes out and makes a beautiful shot in the very first shot of the game. Just kind of set the tone. But that's how that line played all weekend.
You got a lot of production out of your blue line this weekend, too. What was the key to that?
Well, we went back there more. We used them. I thought our play below the goal line was better than it had been. It's something we worked pretty hard on in the offensive zone this last week of practice. And we did a better job of not turning pucks over, entering the line, so that you have a chance to spend some more time. And, you know, we have guys that have the ability back there. We weren't using it enough, and they weren't getting enough pucks through.
Seemed like they had a few really good shifts keeping the momentum and turning it around for the game.
Well, I thought for the most part this weekend they had a good weekend, and they didn't score, but they had some, you know, good, I can use the term ground game, where you're able to grind away and keep the puck down in the offensive zone. So it was good to see, because, you know, we're going to need that. You know, Vinny took the one, and, you know, he couldn't come back tonight. You know, he was fine. I don't know if he's fine, but I mean, he didn't get cut or anything. So obviously, you take one in the head like that, you want to be cautious this day and age. So we'll see how he is. We'll have tomorrow off, and we'll see how he is on Tuesday. But, you know, you start to get some injuries, and other guys have to step up.
Brozinski, it seemed like you got banged up there.
Yeah, he was fine. He came back and played.
You talked over the week that if you guys could shut down Mario, it would help your success. What did you see in your guys' ability?
Well, I mean, you could see that some of their guys really stepped up their play in the second, third periods tonight. And, you know, when they put Fogarty and Sammy and Mario together, that's a big line physically. I mean, they're all over 200 pounds, and at times they were hard for us to handle. They had some good looks. They hit a couple pipes there in the second period. And, so you have to be a little bit lucky at times, or maybe the game would have changed there in the second even more.